I'm going to continue with last week's Sanctity of Human Life idea and goes along with Matt's sermon as well. Jeremiah 49:1. Has Israel no sons? Has she no heirs? Why then has Molech taken possession of Gad? Why do his people live in the towns? As Matt mentioned last week, without children and with a declining population, a nation deteriorates. Depending on what version of your Bible, there is 10 to 20 references of Molech. Molech was the god of child sacrifice, or today, abortion. I have wondered why we have not been able to make the progress in the pro-life movement, and I think that it is because of the worship of Molech. Not just the sin of the mother, but of those around her giving advice, the sin of Planned Parenthood and those like them. This all has the underpinnings of the occult. Ephesians 6:12, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Of course, we know that Molech is the god of the Amorites, which were the descendants of one of Lot's daughters from when they laid with their father when they got him drunk after the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah. Baal, of course, was the other god, which originated with the oldest daughter's son, Moab. In Amos 1:13, we have a reference to the early act of abortion. For three sins of Ammon, even for four, I will not turn my wrath, because he ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to extend his borders. The entire history of the American abortion movement, Planned Parenthood, and feminism are steeped in the occult. As I researched it, I was a little surprised, and I'm not even sure if I can bring all of that into the message or if it's all even really appropriate with the audience that we have. This sin of abortion and our government allowing this evil to occur is certainly a curse on our nation and any nation. Leviticus 20:2-5, any Israelite or alien who gives their children to Molech must be put to death. The community must stone him. I will set my face against that man, and I will cut him off from this people. For by giving his children to Molech, or you could substitute the word by abortion, he has defiled my sanctuary and profaned my holy name. If the people of the community close their eyes when that man gives one of his children to Molech, and they fail to put him to death, I will set my face against that man and his family. God will cut him off for following Molech. Again, we hear in Jeremiah 32:33-35, they turned their backs to me, and they did, and not their faces, though I taught them again and again. They would not listen or respond to discipline. They set up abominable idols in the house that bears my name and defiled it. They built high places for Baal in the valley of Ben-Hinnom to sacrifice their sons and their daughters to Molech. Though I never commanded, nor did it enter my mind that they should do such a detestable thing and so make Judah sin. Lord, help us to withstand this assault of Satan. He does everything to destroy your image. We know that ultimately you will triumph. And we just ask you, Lord, to heal our land. And I'll end with Isaiah 26:1-4. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvations, its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, the Lord is the rock eternal. Amen.